ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं भागवतं कांडो 9 चैप्टर 4 अंबरीश महाराज अफंडेड बाय दुर्वासा मुनि टेक्स्ट 70 तबो वित्यास विभ्राणां निःश्रेयस्स करे उभे देव दुर्विनीतस्य कल्पेद कर्तुरन्यदा ट्रांसलेशन पर्पस बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद के जाय फॉर ए ब्राह्मण ऑस्टेरिटी एंड लर्निंग आर सर्टेनली ऑस्पिशियस बट व्हेन अक्यूर्ड बाय अ पर्सन हू इज नॉट जेंटिल सच ऑस्टेरिटी एंड लर्निंग आर मोस्ट डेंजरस Purport, it is said that a jewel is very valuable, but when it is on the hood of the serpent, it is dangerous despite its value. Similarly, when a materialistic non-devotee achieves a great success in learning and austerity, that success is dangerous for all of society. So-called learned scientists, for example, invented atomic weapons that are dangerous for all humanity. It is therefore said, Manina Pusita Sarpakim Aso Na Bhayankara. A serpent with a jewel on its hood is as dangerous as a serpent without such a jewel. Durvasa Muni was a very learned Brahmana equipped with mystic power. But because he was not a gentleman, he did not know how to use his power. He was therefore extremely dangerous. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is never inclined towards a dangerous person who uses his mystic power for some personal design. By the laws of the nature, therefore, such misuse of power is ultimately dangerous, not for society, but for the person who misuses it. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Mule Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste. For a Brahmana, austerity and learning are certainly suspicious, but when acquired by a person who is not gentle, such austerity and learning are most dangerous. The context here is Durvasa Muni, even though he is a Brahmana, he is puffed up by the knowledge or the Vedic knowledge or the power got out of that knowledge. Therefore, he tried to offend Ambarish Maharaja, a number one devotee. This is what generally happening when persons are unqualified getting something which is not worth of him. Sometimes the devotees also should be careful when you are talking about such things. It is meant for even for Brahmana what to talk about devotees who are beyond Varna and Ashrama. Devotees are beyond Varna and Ashrama system. They are not subject to this. They should be above this. And similarly here, even for Durvasa is not a Vaishnava. Or not Vaishnava in the sense he is not a devotee of the Lord. But he is a learned Brahmana with a lot of power and a lot of knowledge, a lot of mystic power out of that. Out of that, since he was not a devotee and he doesn't know how to use it, he misused it on the wrong person. And this is what many times we get affected, and the devotees also should be careful about what is the provenance getting out of these things. That's why for a Brahmana, austerity and learning are certainly auspicious. Auspicious means Mangalakrama. That means one should know this is knowledge and austerity, tapas are adding to the devotion when it is used for devotion. But when it is not used for devotion, it leads to destruction. Because it gives false ego, it gives proudness. And as a result, what to talk about Brahmana and Vaishnava, both are falling down. Now the case mentioned here is about a Brahmana who is not necessarily a Vaishnava. But even in the Vaishnava community, we have difficult problems. Same problem of facing the same thing because of some qualification, somebody occurs, they think they are great. And out of that, If it is not gentle, turvinidasya, the word is used is turvinidasya, that means unfitting, upstart. That means he is not worth of taking that. Such a person is dangerous. Sometimes we found a lot of situation in our devotee circle also. Our education and our something, our some capacity, some strength gives us so much pride that we don't respect others. As a result, we fall down. Even the karmis, they know what is what to be done. I remember once I was in Vrindavan some 2-3 years back with Rasamida Maharaj now, that time Javamida Prabhu. We were co-presidents that time in Vrindavan some 2 years back. And the district magistrate, DM, we used to have a lot of problems. Even though we are in the devotees, all problems were created by devotees, were always. And not from outsiders. And Maharaj used to tell morning, today no anxiety news, that's what Mangalati time will start. Because the Mangalati starts with some anxiety news. Some problem, some difficulty, something and all those things. It sometimes will be settled within devotee circle, sometimes it goes to outside the circle also. It's a government officers, everything. Some problem we have to discuss with the district magistrate and all that. Then he mentioned, you devotees are supposed to be very humble and servant of servant and without ego. But you people are having the highest ego. That is why, because of that, we have so much problem. You have so much problem. He's a karmi. Still, he could understand how much we are getting proud out of it. There is one other secret is, we don't know this education and other things. How much proudness gives, we don't know. This modern education gives only money. Those days education gives mystic power also. That is, what to talk about this, whatever this small peanut money is causing us so much proud and so much knowledge about, little knowledge about small, small things, gives so much proud that Durvasa money is a big tapasi. And he knows what is the knowledge, Vedic knowledge, out of that he got so much proud. And this example I remember always, that devotees, they have to learn how to be humble. And Maharaj has given plenty of classes on the topic. Actually, Radhanand Maharaj has given many classes on this topic, and you know very well. But still, sometimes the devotees don't understand what causes this trouble. This is the reason sometimes a great sincere devotees, many, including Kundi Maharani, she used to tell education, wealth, beauty, and heredity, proudness, all these things, please kindly remove it. Because she knows very well, this may give proudness, this may be a stumbling blocks in the devotional progress. If somebody understands something is a stumbling block, they should try to get out. Anartha Nivriti. And something, biggest stumbling block is Vaishnaprada. Vaishnaprada is caused by opulences. Actually, Sanatana Goswami, when he gives, Mahaprabhu gives instruction to Sanatana Goswami, he talks about many stumbling blocks. First is, he talks about this Vaishnaprada, comparing to mad elephant. Then he comes out to second point. What is the second point? First is everybody knows Vaishnaparad. Second, what is that he is mentioning? Aishwarya or opulences, getting out of devotion. That is next stumbling block. Because somebody is very proud of what he has acquired out of devotion, out of material things. That also will cause trouble. The Aishwarya means a general word. It can be education, it can be knowledge, it can be devotion, it can be cooking, it can be decoration, it can be singer, it can be lecturer. Anything can add you proud. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatana Goswami, this is the second stumbling block. One should be very, very careful about that. When you are adding devotion, when you are calling Krishna, naturally, wherever husband is there, his wife also comes. Therefore, Lakshmi automatically comes wherever Krishna is worshipped. Lakshmi means she's the owner of all Aishwarya. Naturally, all Aishwarya comes. But a devotee should learn not to be bewildered by these opulences. Unless they are very careful, they can become easy victims. Sometimes we devotees, we don't know how things are going and all those. Once I remember, as a very senior sannyasi, he was a Prabhupada disciple, and he was managing one temple. Sometime, yes, some 20 years back, I think, 15, 20 years. And one new devotee, naturally, he is a brahmachari, very strong and strength brahmachari. It happened in south, not here. And he was IIT Kharagpur graduate. Naturally, and young, energetic, he knows Bhagavad Gita, he knows Bhagavatam, he has gone through Bhagavatam 5 kandos or 10 kandos. Therefore, he went to that temple, from temple 1 to temple 2. The temple 2 was managed by the sannyasi. He's a very, very simple character. And you can never understand he's a sannyasi. His dress, sometimes you wear only this, not even chadar, one small chadar he puts on his things and comes here and there. And this, sometimes I have to give some check for payment of BBT or something, I'll give money. Then he'll take the check himself and goes and give to the clerk. And on seeing that he will climb steps, ups and downs, goes here and then nobody can understand he is a senior devotee, sannyasi, GBC, nothing he knows. This devotee is fired up devotee, very fired up. He knows all the details, all the details. He went to the temple, he doesn't know the Maharaj or something. Then he saw going here and there, Maharaj was like a neophyte. Then he called Maharaj. He started preaching. He started preaching all the things about Krishna consciousness, everything and all that. Even though he's in saffron, this devotee brahmachari also in saffron. But he's not sannyasi, therefore we are normal way and put chadar on that. Sometime it was going on, this preaching was. Then some local devotee, he saw the incident. He called this devotee, you know who is he? He is a GBC, he is a Prabhupada disciple, a senior sannyasi. Then this devotee got flat, fear and flat. Then he fell down on the Maharaj feet. Maharaj, sorry Maharaj, I don't know all these things, I did all this. Then you see the humbleness of that Maharaj, he told, whatever you told, all are correct only, nothing else. Imagine. See, somebody tries to come and preach to us. Some neophyte, we are 10 years old as a devotee, 20 years old devotee, somebody comes to preach us. How we will take it? We know all these things. Who are you to teach me? But he was so patiently listening. And after all that some when he comes, so sorry, my forgiveness ask us, no, no, whatever you told, all are correct. You told now correctly. You see, there are two different extreme characters and all those things. Therefore, sometimes, in the beginning of our devotional service, we used to get a lot of proudness. When you are advanced, we used to learn that we are knowing nothing and we are very weak. This is the quality of the Vaishnavas, not to be get proud. Sometimes, one question was asked in some Maharaj, why devotees like when they are very advanced, they are becoming very simple. And why they call themselves Paditta Pavanake Tava Avadar? Narottama Das Thakur, number one devotee. He called himself Paditta Pavanake Tava Avadar, Mosamapa Na Baibe Ara. There is nobody else fallen than me. But your avadar is for Paditta Pavana, for fallen souls. Therefore, your mercy should be first to me. Is it like a simple cheating? Or really, what is the mood they are telling? Sometimes we devotees, we tell, no, we are humble, but not in words, only in words, not in my reality. But this Narottama Thakur, so just like that, he was telling, Paditta Panayam, Paditta, most, Masamapa, Nabaibe, what is the mood? He presented this topic. Then the answer was very nice. When devotees, when they are in the beginning of their devotional career, Whatever small service they do, they think they are great, service they are doing. And whatever others are doing, small mistake, they think that is the greatest mistake in the world. This is the beginning of the devotion. They don't look at their fault, they look at the other's fault. They don't look at the other's good, but their goodness. It comes up to the Lord's level. Something you can see the devotees. When they get so much nice things, they tell all I did. I got money, my effort, I studied, I got mark, I got a job, everything. But when something comes bad, it tells Lord gave me, what is the use? I prayed so much, but all Lord gave me this, all these troubles. When trouble comes, it is Lord give. When good thing comes, I get it. It comes to the extent of Lord. And when the devotee is slowly advancing, he knows, he learned to know, look at him, his fault, and others' goodness. That is the advancement in devotion, and not to do aparad and other things. We remember, in the days very old, before we come to Krishna consciousness, we used to do a lot of abominable activities comparing to outside the world. But when we come to Krishna consciousness, now we feel shame about it. And still some trace of the thoughts or other things in the mind, we feel very shame about it. And this is what makes us to become humble. And even when we are doing externally by deed, we don't bother those days. But now even we think, we feel bad about it. That is why one has to get advanced means. Even a small fault coming arise at the corner of the mind also should make us shame and humble. At the same time, you learn to know to respect all the devotees and know that they are also equally powerful like Lord. Then you try to respect them and try to find all the good qualities in them. That way you will try to see even a small service, even a small good quality existing among the other devotees. And as a result, your aparadha will be no more. And you really will progress in the devotion. And that is why we used to call ourselves a servant or servant. Means, kayena, manasa, buddhya, in all way you have to be like that. Not only simply falling down or telling that. Even your mind also should fall down. And your buddhya also should fall down. And ahankara then only will fall down. That is at the topmost. If you don't do all these things, what is the use? Therefore, very, very carefully, we have to get out of this trouble. And it is like education and wealth and other things. Now we are all, ISKCON now is getting cattered with a lot of educated people, doctors and engineers and other things. But therefore, we have brought some nonsense also with us. This is because this education sometime gives us little proudness also. And also sometime we may come from wealthy family. Sometimes we may come from opulent things, background, but everything is a stumbling block. We have to get rid of all these things. But if you don't know that Prabhupada gave a technology or technique for how to do these things, sometimes, okay, we got some nonsense, education, okay, use it, utility. It's the principle. Use it for Krishna service. Okay, you try to attract other students because like a female elephant is used to catch other elephants. And similarly, this type of educated people can be used to caught other people. That way utility. That is the only utility, I understand. Otherwise, what we are talking is a jugglery. All about jugglery and other. No need. If you simply chant and java, there is no need of all other talks. But this is to simply catch the other people. That's all. Use it for that. That's all. Go to colleges, give programs and talks nicely. Their scientific terms and knowledge, you talk something. And they get little inspired, okay, at least they understand this. That you have to use very, very carefully, so that you don't get proud. You can use it, that's what Prabhupada taught, utility is the principle. That means your education or wealth, you got so big wealth, okay, use it for Krishna. You got education, use it for Krishna. And so that it doesn't give you proudness. And this is the best way you have to use it. If you don't know, use it, pray like a Kundi Maharani, ask to remove it. This proudness, because this is extreme, two extreme steps. So try to use it for Krishna service. If you cannot use it for Krishna service, you better use the prayer like a Kundi Maharani. that to try to ask to him, ask the Lord to remove it. It's the very toughest job. Here Durvasamuni, unnecessarily he got proud of by his power, he started offending a Vaishnava. Here we are in the Vaishnava community, it's a big boon, but at the same time big trouble also there. Because we in the Vaishnava community, if we are very united and other things, we can advance very nicely by association. But if you do aparad, we will fall down very quicker also. This is the one thing we always find in the devotees. Oh, in the initial, the beginning of my devotional career, I was very happy, I was chanting, I was nicely, I got so inspiration. I did this, but when years goes, something goes wrong, I am not feeling happy, I am not comfortable. Why? You started doing aparad, that's what it means. This aparad makes all the happiness to bring you down. Therefore, one who is very, very careful, he has to be very careful in not to do these things, which is causing aparad. We have to come down. The simplest Vaishnava principle is we surrender, we become a servant, servant of servant, dasana, dasana, dasa. We can put n times as many dasas possible. That's the simplest way of doing the things. People have lived and served us many things. Sometimes we forget, that's why our senior devotees and all these bhaktas' lives are helping us. And one who is not proud by all these things is most welcome to use it, auspicious. Because it gives real knowledge of devotion and humbleness. And if somebody is very proud, this education is talking about is knowledge, is spiritual knowledge. Don't worry about our this material knowledge. Our big educations are nothing, they are not talking about this. This is called spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge gives power and mystic power also. Our education gives only money. Nowadays, that is also not giving because of recession. And it's not giving money also. Therefore, what is compared is very high level knowledge, is atyatmika, spiritual knowledge. But what we are having is this small petty knowledge and petty education. And with that, we have to be very, very careful in handling the devotion. And in among the circle of devotees, we have a very good chance to advance if you are not offending. And at the same time, if you are offending amongst the devotees, you will feel very unhappy, morose, and things will go wrong. That is the one of the simplest thing one has to learn. And you might have heard a lot about Jayananda Prabhu. He is the number one quality for such a humble character. Maybe plenty of knowledge about Jayananda Prabhu. It's a very simple, Jayapada Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj, used to tell. In the beginning, he joined at the age of 16 or something, immediately came and joined in San Francisco, then Radhyatra after 2 days. Then Jayananda Prabhu was making Rath, and he called Maharaj, Maharaj, nowadays because sickness, he doesn't express. Those days he doesn't express. Come on, Jay, come on, hold on this nail, and he called the nail, and it tuck, tuck, tuck. He's a mechanical engineer, Jayananda Prabhu. Even though he's a mechanical engineer, he chose the taxi driving, and drove and helped Prabhupada all the money, and you know the history. And he used to call him, okay, 2 days, just a neophyte, he came enter, and tuck, tuck, he used to mention, you know, nice voice and all he gives. And after that, Rath, everything, some helped some one day for making Rath. Then at the end of it, he told Rath, Jai made this Rath. He gave all the glorification to him. He helped me a lot. He tells, I was just holding, he was doing all the things. But he gave all the credit to me. This is the biggest thing. He never got glorification or allowed glorification. And somebody used to tell, if Jayananda Prabhu has to be with you, don't ever glorify him. That is the qualification, you want him to be with you. There's such a lot other things that you can go through. You might have heard a lot about already all these things. Some devotees, we have to look after the life. In Bhagavadam, some devotees' life, we can look at it. And that is why our society, we have today a very big job of cultivating others, and they are looking for us examples, and they don't want any preaching. They want the people who is living and sowing, not the people who is talking and so things. We want to live and sow them. Our real life, we follow that. Prabhupada, as he told, we want to be humble, our purity is the force. We make all these things proper, then things will automatically fall in line, and we need not to do big preaching, big going and other things. And if you are not united, and if you are having divided, and if you have ego, small petty problems, if you are dividing, how others will develop faith on us? And how this Krishna conscious movement will spread? How people will take it seriously? Because outsiders, they see only black spots, not the white spots. This is the nature. Even we devotees, after so many years of development, still we try to see only black spots, not white spots. Same way, outside us will see 100 times powerful black spots. Therefore, even a small quarrel, even small disturbance, even small words, even small behavior will cause disturbance in the mind, which causes in turn devotion disturbance. Therefore, we have a very big job when we dedicate ourselves. When you take Krishna consciousness, when you put Tilak and Kandimala and go in the street with the Chikka, we have a very big job on our head to make everybody to have faith on us and feel comfortable with us. And unless otherwise, we will not do the positive things. And the other thing is, when we do such a thing, only our devotion will get improved. Sometimes as we think, the devotion doesn't improve unless we help others to improve. And this is the one of the fundamental thumb rule of a devotional service. A devotee never stands independent and never tries to promote himself alone. By promoting others, he is getting promoted. It is the basic principles. A devotee cannot stand alone. And unless we follow this basic etiquette of Vaishnava etiquette, and we cannot escape. And at least this Durvasa Muni will be forgiven quickly, because he offended a Vaishnava, number one Vaishnava, and he is a Vaishnava, and he is not a Vaishnava stage. He was only a tapasi, became rishi. Therefore, he got forgiven. But we are Vaishnavas. We are beyond all these Brahmanas and Kshatriyas and all these things. And we are supposed to set an example. We know what is what. People doing out of ignorance will have less punishment. People doing with knowledge will get more punishment. We are people with knowledge. What is offense? And imagine, these Vaishnavas, we know what is offense. We talk about offense plenty, like almost whole things are on offenses. But still we do it. That means we know what is wrong, but with knowledge we are doing. Therefore, the punishment will be heavier. But this Durvasa Muni was not a Vaishnava, still yet to become Vaishnava. Therefore, these things will be easily forgiven. It's like what is that, minor, when he is doing the punishment, he will go not get much. But when a major gets the mistakes, the punishment will be higher. Like a Vaishnava is a higher stage than the Brahmana. Therefore, we have to be very, very careful. For Brahmana, he got easily forgiven. And since he offended a Vaishnava, naturally Ambarish Maharaja hugged him. No, no, don't do it. And all this. And he finally went and fell down. But we Vaishnavas, we never hug each other. We fought each other. We take vengeance. We don't, oh, you behaved like me, talk like me. These things and all those, how much you carry over? How many of us are easy to forgive like Ambarish Maharaja? How many of us are easy to take over? First, we should not take the mind, then the word, the buddhi, all these things. Otherwise, what is the use of all our education and other things? Our education is mainly meant for us to promote in humbleness and other things. And Vaishnava education is mainly helping us to become, live the life peacefully. This is Kali Yuga. Always quarrel will be there, always trouble will be there, always difference will be there. It doesn't mean our devotion, we should allow our devotion to be affected by all these things. And if we are little careful and a little humble, little follow the Vaishnavas and other things, we don't have any chance of getting out of the devotional service. And it is a very, very important sloga. And similarly, since in a modern time now, it's very, one way it is a happy thing, we are getting more educated people in the society. But at the same time, they should show set an example to the whole world that we are living differently. And we should show them that we are not affected or not bothered about this education. And this education is only meant for, as I told, to catch somebody. Not for show somebody. It is to catch somebody. Use it where it is possible to catch. And make them to have faith on this society. And that is what you used. And it should not give us some proneness or other things. That's why it's mentioned dangerous, dangerous. And when a buddhi, this knowledge is, if it is not used for Krishna service, then it is like a eagle. Eagle flies very high, but its sight is always on dead body. And similarly, our knowledge and other things may be very high, but if you don't use it for Krishna service, it is like looking at what dirty things, small, small things. How will I manage the soul? How will I become a big person? How will I do all these things if it's so many jugglery or something we are using? It is like looking at the dead body. That what is the use of such education? Eagle flies very high. What is the use? It looks only dead body. And our knowledge is very good, but still we look at the very small material opulence or something. Sometimes in the name of devotion, we get material things. Anyway, this all the devotion initially starts with the contamination only. karma mixed devotion, jnana mixed devotion, all these things mixed only. It's not a pure devotion. Anyway, we started with that. But let us learn how to improve it. This, we cannot do it overnight because it has come from several births. In this birth also, we added some more things. But let us know what is wrong with us. What to be corrected? What is the goal? What is stopping our devotion? What are the stumbling blocks? These are all the main factors we got to get educated from all these Bhagavatam incidents and other things. And it will be a very great thing our society needs at this time. And we have to go through a long journey. Prabhupada told us that 10,000 years that this movement will survive. And Brahma Vivarta Pranam confirmed this. We found the slogan Brahma Vivarta Pranam that 10,000 years this movement will be there. You know that's the incident, Brahma Vivarta Pranam. He's telling about this, when Krishna is leaving this planet, all the rivers take the female form and goes and pray Narada Rishi. Please kindly tell us what is this. When Krishna goes, Kali will start, what will you do? All people will leave the sins in our rivers and we will be suffering with the sins and the contamination, what to do and all those things. Then Narada went and asked, pray Krishna. Krishna tells, don't worry, after Kali Yuga starts, after 5,000 years, the devotees will come and the quotation given is, they will take bath in you and purify you. Who will eat nice prasadam? It is though in the Brahma Vivarta Pranam is that. It is, they eat nice prasadam and take bath in the river and will purify you. Don't worry, this will stay for another 10,000 years. After that, you can go underground. Now many rivers underground went underground. They are not appearing on the top. No water. But still, I don't know. Prabhupada also told very clearly 10,000 years. That's why now this moment we got to carry. We are the big burden or not burden, job or service for Lord. After 10,000 years, Kali will be very serious. He may not have a job here. And nobody will listen to you. Now people are listening at least. You are claiming that they are not listening. But it is a better golden period. In the Kali Yuga, it is a golden period for devotion. Therefore, we have a very big job in the whole society. We have to go through a long journey. And hear a lot of educated people and very nice upland and other things. Please kindly make this movement more successful and more people should come and its whole world should be inundated. It means flooded with Krishna consciousness. That is the goal of the things. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Comments, criticism? Yes, please. You should be? You should be great. Great and yes. Any doubts, please? Somebody wants mic.
We are very grateful to His Grace Shankadari Prabhu. As Prabhuji was mentioning, you know, and it's the right person to be saying this, education should not make us proud. And here we have a person so highly educated. He was a scientist from the Indian Institute of Science, passed out from there, and then he was working for the Department of Atomic Energy. And then once he connected to Srila Prabhupada's movement, he just left everything and practically single-handedly he constructed the Madurai temple, and all of us who were there in the 2005 Yatra would remember that practically the entire management and arrangement for 2,000 devotees were done by Shankadari Prabhu. And today is having a very serious and very important responsibility in ISKCON. He looks after in addition to the responsibilities in Madurai and Tirunelveli, which was also a temple that was practically built by him. He is the RGB member for the South and also ISKCON Bureau member, which is like the, you know, trustee of ISKCON. And we're very, very fortunate to have Shankadari Prabhu with us here today. So let us very, very enthusiastically express our gratitude to him by loudly chanting, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Thank you very much. And actually when they invited me yesterday, I told I am not qualified to give here, because it is like there is a proverb, the street of blacksmiths, somebody went to sell some pins. You understand? In the street of blacksmiths, means they do everything on iron piece. Big sword to big this, all these things. Full of blacksmiths. And somebody is trying to sell a pin in that street, will it sell? You understand, I think. That's what my things, somewhat other ways. Let us share our experience, concerns and worries together and how to get along. That is only mode I present it. If any mistakes or other things are, please kindly forgive me. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.
Jai.